Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WDIY 88.1 FM. Do tell a friend that we're live on the air and we are Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. And right now, you're listening to Dirty Fingers, the host of The Mix Show on Wednesdays. I've got a band in the studio here, and this is the Dirty Fingers interview of Soom. Yeah, let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
So, in front of me right now, introduce yourselves.
I'm Steve Bavalus. Uh-huh. I'm the band leader, music director, founder of the band Soom.
I am Patrice Williams. Mm-hmm. I am the vocalist of Soom.
And you guys are in town because?
Because we will be at
Music Fest.
Yes! Yes. Shout out to everybody over at Arts Quest. So you're performing at Music Fest at the BB&T Jazz Cabaret stage at the Frank Banco Ale House, correct?
Yes.
All right. So that's what brought you into town, and you reached out to WDIY because you know that we're the station to play your music.
You are the station. You are the station, yeah.
So let's get into it. Yeah. Tell me about the band Soom. I know you guys are based in New York, uptown to be specific.
In Manhattan, most of us live in New York City.
Okay. So what are the in listening to your music, what I heard or what I immediately heard as a DJ was like, oh, I can mix this with Galactic or Brand New Heavies. And those are bands from the 90s. Your sound is right now, but very funky. You know, are you classified yourself as jazz or other?
I'm not classifying myself as jazz. There are definitely some element, jazz element mm-hmm. in the music, but basically classify my music. I want the people to really remember the picture. Mm-hmm. Remember that when we came, you saw the avatar of the mm-hmm. band. That's really what I want people to identify our sound to.
Right.
More than a specific genre of music. So the guys cannot see on the radio, but for me, when I started this project, I didn't want people to think this is a jazz project or a new soul project or a rock project. Music-wise, I get inspired from a lot of different genres of music, so mm-hmm. it would be hard to try to even classify the music. But I wanted people to remember what Soom means and this avatar, because that's really what represents the band.
Give us your website real quick so people, while they're listening, can go to it and see the avatar, see the logo.
Sure. The website is
Soom, so that's SUMNYC.com.
There it is. So while you're listening to this interview, folks, go ahead and hit that website, and that way you'll see exactly what Steve is talking about. In terms of not being classified or put in the box, I think that we could, in this station, play you on The Blend, which plays bits of music from everywhere and every style. Mm-hmm. But we also have straight up jazz shows.
Yeah.
And in listening to your EP, mm-hmm. I mean, Funk Hip Nasty? Sounds like that sounds like something that I would hear on the jazz show that comes on right before mine mm-hmm. on Wednesdays. Cool. You know, so I don't mind a label because it's an introduction, you know?
Definitely.
And then once you get into it, you figure out where else you can go with it.
Well, the thing about the label, especially about United States, the reason why I'm careful with the labels is because United States specifically, whenever you talk about a genre of music of jazz or R&B, people believe well, anything else, it's really specific. So anything else, people get thrown off or they get lost instead of just trying to be in a moment and enjoying what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Especially with the industry. Or if you say jazz, so people think, oh, it's supposed to play a certain way, supposed to dress a certain way. Mm-hmm. And
Talk a certain way. Hello, how you doing?
Exactly. Or be really serious. Uh-huh. And I don't think it's right. I think we are too attached to labels instead of being attached to the moment, what you're experiencing in the moment.
So on your project, besides the two of you, I noticed in your bio that you've got two other folks in the band, Jacques Schwartz Bart, who played with D'Angelo and Erykah Badu.
Yeah, it's featuring on the record, actually. Uh-huh. So I have some really amazing guest artists. Uh-huh. Jacques Schwartz Bart was actually with the D'Angelo Soultronics when he came out back in the days.
Yeah.
He was the music director for the horn section for D'Angelo. And he's as well playing on the Erykah Badu Mama Gun album.
Uh-huh. Serious musicianship
musician.
And then DJ Radar Ellis also with Esperanza Spalding.
Esperanza Spalding as well, who is spinning on Frank Hymnasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And I have to give a shout out to the band.
Yes, please do.
Yes, so the core members of the band we have on trumpet and flugelhorn, Mr. Gil XL DeFay, fabulous musician. On saxophone, we have Mr. Andrew Gould. On bass, Francesco Baccaro. Then on auxiliary keys, we have Olivier Rombolosan. And then on piano, we have Joel.
That's right.
De Roche. I call him Herbie, but it's De Roche.
So it's such an amazing piano player. Yeah.
It is my experience that the harder the name to pronounce, the better the music.
Exactly. Joel is one of those guys, like you hear him, you're like, wow, this guy is just amazing. He understands my compositions so well. And I feel so blessed. Sumi is really a teamwork. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to start this project without those guys, and all those guys are playing with some of the top musicians, mm-hmm. and they are as well some of the best human beings, because it's really important to be surrounding with people who don't have big egos, you know, can get on the way, and they're really mature, and they really bring the music on a really high level whenever we're playing live.
Well, speaking of music, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. So we're going to do your favorite, Test the Waters.
All right.
So the listeners, you have to see the reaction. When we came in the studio, Roberto came and just started singing the song Test the Waters.
Yeah. I'm genuine with mine, son. Yeah.
So we're really happy that you really love the one of our singles.
And then we're going to be debuting a brand new song that we haven't done. So this is exclusive to you.
To WDIY. Yeah. That's awesome.
The show is the first time performing live.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I haven't even rehearsed with a musician yet.
Okay. All right. So it's really exclusive. Fresh.
It's real fresh. It's called It's All Right to Be Me. Okay. And it really helps explain what Soom is.
All right. So what we're going to do is this, folks. So right now, what we're going to do is get to the music. You're listening to the band called Soom right here on WDIY. This is Dirty Fingers, and this is the Dirty Fingers interview. We're going to get into some music from Soom and then come back. And of course, we have coming up a live performance of exclusive new material from Soom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Folk Hypnastic, Soom, let's go!
Get out, got a rhythm in my mind. Could it be my next move? I can get down to the beat of
Okay, so we're back right here at WDIY, your local NPR station. This is Dirty Fingers, and you're listening to the Dirty Fingers interview of Soom. The song was Funk Hip Nasty, as I just said, and you guys have something to do for us live in the studio, right?
Yes, we're going to start with Test the Waters, our favorite.
Yes.
And as well, afterwards, we're going to play It's All Right to Be Me, our new single that we're going to push that is a part of the full album.
Okay. Which is coming when?
Well, we're going in the studio in October. I'm hoping we will be able to finish the whole thing for the month of November.
But we're looking forward to it. And the fact is, you guys are here to perform at the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas on the south side of the whole Music Fest scenario. And that's part of the PNC series. You can see them live on August 10th at 5:30. And this is a sample of what it's going to sound like.
Yes.
Yep. Buddy. Follow your dreams, test the waters, the time's now, test the waters, follow your dreams. Test the waters, for time's now. Test the waters, hell, elevate, exalt, relate within true love. Live the life you dreamed of, aspire higher, fulfill your heart desire. Press on, struggles make you strong. Elevate, exalt, relate within true love. Live the life you dreamed of, aspire higher, fulfill your heart desire. Press on, struggles make you strong. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Do, 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 do.
Find them right now on Twitter at Soom the Band. Are you on Instagram also?
Yes, yes, we are on Instagram. It's SUM_NYC.
There it is. And they're here live in Pennsylvania performing at Music Fest, and it's going to be at the BB&T Jazz Cabaret Stage. That's at the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas on the south side, and that's part of the PNC series. Now, that's August 10th at 5:30 p.m., so if I were you, I'd get there at 5 o'clock, get yourself a good seat, and don't wear heels, ladies. You might want to wear some flats or some comfortable shoes, because there will be some dancing involved.
A show that you guys are about to see. Definitely not. So it's open to everybody. If you like rock music, definitely come. If you like funk music, definitely come. If you like jazz, definitely come. If you like country music,
Definitely come. Well. All right. All right. There it is. Before the song, I had asked Patrice, the lead singer of the band, what's her ritual in terms of going on the stage and getting ready for that experience? What is your ritual? I hear different things regarding rock musicians. You know, they take a swig, or, you know, some musicians, they, you know, they pray or they meditate. Mm-hmm. LL Cool J slap boxes. Mm-hmm. He shadow boxes before he heads on stage. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
For me, it's really about just getting in a place of just being focused, mm-hmm. Going over the set list, running over the songs in my head, and doing a vocal warm-up.
Right.
Like, that is an absolute must. And just really getting to a place where people say, oh, I feel grounded, but mm-hmm. that's so ambiguous. But literally just making sure that my feet are connected to the ground.
Right, right.
So that way mm-hmm. I feel stable mm-hmm. Once I go on stage.
And once you get on stage, what is your audience like? What's the Soom band audience?
Well, my band is really diverse.
Mm-hmm.
I did it as well on purpose because I don't want to be too political, but I will be.
Right.
With what's going on right now with Washington, and we see that there's kind of energy trying to divide people,
right.
And that's coming from the top, and it goes all the way down to the population.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted my band to look like as much as possible to what New York City looks like.
Yeah.
You know, New mm-hmm. York City is really a mix of amazing people coming from all over the world. All those cultures that mm-hmm. come in one place. I mean, you don't get that anywhere else.
I'm smiling because I'm from New York.
Yeah.
And I know that. I miss that about, you know, New
York.
And
that's what's making New York so special. Mm-hmm. So Olivier, for example, my keyboard player, I know him through his brother when I used to live in Paris. I mm-hmm. used to live in Paris for 5 years. He's from France, but his original culture is from Madagascar.
Uh-huh.
Joel and Gil are from Brooklyn, but they're both Haitian by culture as well. They're
okay.
Haitian and American as well. Andrew Gold is my alto sax player, and he's American, but he's Jewish as well.
Okay.
Shout out to the Jews.
Uh-huh.
You know? Patrice, she's like Afro-American. She's mm-hmm. really the only real American there. I mean, African-American, she's the only one really. Because she's from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to Connecticut.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
Bridgeport. Oh.
You know about Bridgeport?
Yeah, I've been to Bridgeport. I used to sell music, and then afterwards I used to market music, so I've been to the Bridge,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
So I understand that you are unique, you know. Hello.
Okay. And you have somebody like myself who's mm-hmm. Kind of have all those different cultures, the French culture, mm-hmm. Guadeloupe culture, and I'm American because I've been here for 13 years. Yeah. So.
And our bass player's from Italy.
And our bass player, oh my God, how could I forget that?
Wow.
The Italian's going to be really mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Francesco Beccaro is really one of my dear friends. He's Italian, an amazing guy. He's been living in New York as long as me as well. So you have all those cultures that come together to do one thing. And
which is what? What's the one thing you guys came to do?
Soom.
Exactly. This is the Dirty Fingers interview live here at WDIY. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and check out this interview. And we have one more from the band called Soom. And as I understand, Patrice, this is an exclusive to WDIY.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Our wonderful marketing person whom we've been working with in terms of the development of Soom mm-hmm. and the avatar, Michael Boyd, suggested
Michael Boyd.
To Steve that we should have an anthem to really describe what Soom is.
Mm-hmm.
So the lyrics of this really gives our listeners what Soom is really
okay.
all about.
Do you have the name for this anthem yet?
Oh, yes. It's All Right to Be Me.
It's All Right to Be Me.
Yes.
All right. So we're about to get into a brand new song exclusive from the band Soom here on WDIY 88.1 FM.
At a young age, struggling to become all I can be, I was afraid to show treasures inside of me. Many people wanted to make fun of me, but now I see the light that's been in me. The light is the essence inside of me. The eye you see is bright and shines all over me. Soom is a Latin word that defines me. It means the eye that's bright in me. I don't care if you don't like what's within. I'd rather be myself, 'cause that's all I can be. So means I ought to be the essence of me. It's alright to be me, that's what Sue means to me. Now I want you to see the light that shines in you. Your DNA is gold and flows inside of you. Sum is a Latin word that defines you. It means the you that's bright in you. Now I want you to see the light that shines in you. Your DNA is gold and flows inside of you. Sum is a Latin word that defines you. It means the you that's bright in you. I don't care if you don't like what's within. I'd rather be myself, 'cause that's all I can be. Sue means I ought to be the essence of me. It's alright to be me, that's what Sue means too. I don't care if you don't like what's within. I'd rather be myself, 'cause that's all I can be. Sue means I ought to be the essence of me. It's alright to be me, that's what Sue means to me.
That was, yo, I'm vibing, I'm here singing along. All right, here we got the background.
That was the first one.
Hey, about to start Millie rocking. Whoa. I like that. So that was live in studio, fresh. I mean, like, I'm watching her. The lyrics just written
fresh.
Recently.
It's really
fresh. Like, they literally came here, cracked that egg open, and started frying right on the air, folks.
Yep.
So that was exclusive from Sume for you listeners of WDIY here in the whole entire Lehigh Valley of Northeast Pennsylvania and beyond. I want to thank you guys for coming in, man.
Oh gosh. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for reaching out to us and really being about your business. Shout out to Miss Allison,
who told me
about you guys, was on top of it, and said, Roberto, you can come here and pick up the CD. It's in your box. I didn't even know I had a box here. So I felt like, whoa, I got a box. I went looking in the box Wednesday night to do my show, and I said, you know what? I'm going to play them to start the show. Yeah. I went in the box, pulled out this beautiful red envelope. Oh, cool. I was reading stuff, sat down in the studio, went to pull out the CD. The CD wasn't there. Allison was listening to the CD and forgot that she didn't put it back. So she liked it enough to even have it, you know?
Yeah,
that's really
awesome.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, you know? And I'm so happy that you responded to us and that you really love the music, because that's really what is more important to me, you know, as a composer and arranger. So I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that somebody, you know, because you work hard to on something, and when you're an independent artist, you know that you have great people and you know that you have a great product, but sometimes it's really hard to get those people who really can broadcast, you know, you can have like one of the most amazing song and everything, but if you don't have those people that can help you to transfer that message, you know, it's really hard to get out there. So
well, that's the reason why you're rocking
you
with us, man.
All right.
You're welcome. You know, but again, you know, it's WDIY here in the Lehigh Valley, but we're a part of NPR. We're the NPR station for this marketplace, and NPR is a great outlet great outlet for new music and discovery of new music. Just the NPR Music website, I go in there and get lost, you know, with so many new artists, different genres. And of course, they have like some of the key programming you can hear throughout the week on WDIY. All right. So definitely in every market you go to, start with the NPR station.
Definitely.
All right. Use this as a model. There won't be a Dirty Fingers there, but there'll be
somebody else,
you know, whose energy will be similar, I'm sure. All right. So there it is, folks. That is the Dirty Fingers interview. We're going to be doing this all Music Fest long, and it won't be just myself, but Seamus also will be doing interviews and other folks here at the station. And you can also meet us at Music Fest. We'll be at the Frank Banco Ale House, as well as another Lyric Plat hosting a couple stages. It's the WDIY and Martin's Guitar stage. So definitely come meet us there. You can find myself, Miss D from The Blend, as well as other great hosts from WDIY at Music Fest. Music Fest. Music Fest. Music Fest. Music Fest. Music Fest.